This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more of the legislation moving through the upper chamber this session.
I now move that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute.
Missouri senators send Senate Bill 53 and 60 to the Missouri House of Representatives. This law enforcement measure includes language from Senator Brian Williams of University City.
We don't always get everything that we want, but it's so important that we work together to find solutions.
I move that Senate Bill number 63 be...
Senator Holly Rader of Scott City sponsors Senate Bill 63, which seeks to modify provisions relating to the monitoring of certain controlled substances.
Patient safety, better prescribing practices, overall allowing the medical professional to understand their patient's history.
Senate Bill 63 receives preliminary Missouri Senate approval. Another yes vote sends this proposal to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Senate Bill 622 ties the Missouri...
Senator Mike Bernskettor of Jefferson City sponsors Senate Bill 622. He tells the Missouri Senate Small Business and Industry Committee his measure would modify the duration of unemployment benefits based on the unemployment rate.
There's a lot of studies out there that show that people wait until their unemployment is ending before they start looking for a job.
Senate Bill 609, which would...
Senator Greg Razor of Kansas City sponsors Senate Bill 609. He tells the Missouri Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee this would establish the Joint Task Force on School Bus Safety.
And if we expect students to arrive in the classroom ready to learn, we need to ensure that they get there safely first.
Committee action has not yet been taken on either of these proposals.
Senate Bill 176 be taken up for...
Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield sponsors Senate Bill 176, which would enact provisions relating to personal delivery devices.
This legislation seeks to give those communities the opportunity to use personal delivery devices in neighborhoods.
During discussion, Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City mentions questions she has over one part of the bill.
Shall have all the rights and responsibilities applicable to a pedestrian under the same circumstances.
Senate Bill 176 receives final Missouri Senate approval and moves to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Interesting week. Every week is going to be interesting for different reasons going forward.
I'm extremely proud of the way our caucus has worked together.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says they are now waiting for the fiscal year 2022 operating budget to come from the Missouri House of Representatives.
We're interested to see what ideas they have.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City adds his caucus continues to keep the Missouri Senate flowing.
Done a great job in putting people in positions to do really good things.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.